This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 24th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. The Catalan region in Spain is begging for money, the heart transplant they don't deserve, as they plead for unconditional bailout. Yeah, right, buddy. Please remain on the floor as you're forced to utilise a discarded cigarette butt as a makeshift band-aid. The nicotine hurts. However, the Spanish military are not taking this lying down, with the counter-threat that these, quote, separatists and their inappropriate and unacceptable threat to break up Spain shall be, according to the SMA, seriously charged with high treason. In a statement, the association warns that the highest office and governments should take appropriate action immediately to remove any hint of secession. Speaking against a government that no longer represents the interest of the people, treason. But for everything else, there's MasterCard. Because clearly unprecedented economic deterioration and ineffective bailouts, not to mention rampant unemployment and inflation, isn't treasonous enough. People thought World War II could never happen because we were so stupid back then, but not now. Welcome to the past. A former ECB chief economist, Jürgen Stark, has come out with some revelations and reflection on the ECB. He admits the ECB fell into panic when the outbreak came in 2010, and that Europe can't be solved by pressing a button. How very un-Bernanke of you. Yet more revealing is the Czech Republic's 71-year-old president, who says the destruction of Europe's democracy is in its final phase, in a flight from accountability and responsibility to their voters as a result of their two-faced politicians. But most importantly, he states, especially after our communist experience, we know very strongly, and possibly more than people in Western Europe, that the process of democracy is more important than the outcome. My point all along. There's constant bicker of manipulating the economy to kick the can down the road, or even protecting the people from their own good in the US. But when the fundamentals of economic collapse stares you in the face, and the US Constitution, along with the rights of their people, are taken away, all hell breaks loose. Verbal SAT scores have just hit an all-time low in China. Lol jokes, the Chinese can do maths even with their eyes closed. In other words, with their eyes open. Why, welcome to the US, where the average kid spends half their day picking their nose and bragging to all their friends that they had sex with Mrs. Reed. Considering I'm married to my right hand, that would make me a pedophile who jerks off kids. Apple have said that the iPhone 5 has sold roughly 5 million units in its first weekend of sales, which is great if you're the other 6 billion people who didn't buy one. Look forward to your friend gloating about how they're now enlightened over the larger screen. Not so great, however, when Apple only reached half of their highest whisper estimate of up to 10 million sales over the weekend. You could say it's a 50% discount. Apple shares tumbled and closed 1.3% lower to end the day. You know what to do. It's time to resurrect Steve Jobs. I'm sure there's an app for it somewhere. According to Spiegel, Greece has been lying about everything all along, and instead of a reported 12.5 billion euro deficit, the real revenue shortfall is nearly double this, or 20 billion euros. What I want to know is how the Greek politicians managed to keep a straight face, day in, day out. In classic Julius Reed fashion, it must be all the hair. Following the riots at Apple's Foxconn Chengdu plant in June, Engadget is reporting that Foxconn's Taiyuan plant, the scene of earlier strikes over salary disputes back in March, has suffered damage as an estimated 2,000 workers riot, including brawl, in an apparent protest. Police were present and part of the factory was trashed by a bunch of pissed off Chinese workers. Is there a part of the world where someone isn't destroying something? But I don't see what the big deal is. Chinese made firearms barely work half the time, so the only threat I see is Hu Jintao's massive dick. His name roughly translates to mainland's biggest penis, hence his unchallenged leadership of the country, not to mention the Red Guard, which also roughly translates to Dick Guard. It's no wonder why the insecure Chinese love their Apple products so much. The number of Japanese households owning equities has decreased by nearly half in the past 5 years, from a total of 12.4% to 6.5% of all financial assets held today. In Europe, that figure has decreased from 21.6% to 14.7% of total assets, with even America seeing an apparent decline. In other words, the average person could care less about the stock market, Bernanke's holy grail. Keep the Ponzi going, buddy. It's not like anyone cares anymore. You're just a cancer in the system, and the people want you gone. like the death of a princess, the world was shocked at the discovery of at least 10 fake 10-ounce gold bars filled with tungsten in no other than Manhattan's jewelry district, meaning that a tungsten-based gold counterfeiting operation, previously isolated solely to the UK and Europe, has crossed the Atlantic. Imagine the disappointment when you discover that your $72,000 investment is worth somewhere between the double to third digits. It almost justifies your marriage. Quote, the general manager of Japan's Teachers Mutual Aid Pension Fund, we have decided to focus on return. We need a certain level of return no matter how the market condition is. This follows their plan to push 100 billion Japanese yen of their 600 billion total into riskier assets such as hedge funds. Follow the words of the ancient Ponzi pig, oink oink. Just don't get too greedy or the market will make bacon out of you. Smoked, not fried, so you know it's good for you. Not that I promote self-cannibalization. China's top security official on Saturday made a surprise visit to Afghanistan, the first time in 46 years that a Chinese leader set his foot on the soil of this landlocked Asian country. The event had not been announced by Beijing due to security concerns. It looks like someone's into a bit of suicide bomber dick, reportedly for Hu Jintao's collection. Unfortunately, the dead ones aren't worth as much. And in our last minute bulletin, world on track for record food prices within a year due to US drought. Foxconn holds production at plant after mass brawl. Germany losing patience with Spain as EU warn on crisis effort. Fed recovery doubts spur investor bid for treasuries. Japan protests as Chinese ships enter disputed waters. Iran accuses German seamen of sabotaging its nuclear plant as Turkey sends heavy weapons to Syria border. Spain's national lottery to provide 6 billion euros to regional governments. China closes in on Bossi Lai after jailing ex-police chief. China jails Wang Lijun for 15 years. Cool. The Fed has another $3.9 trillion in QE to go, at least. Politicians 1, austerity 0. Portugal gives ground on workers' contribution. Obama controls most of his money as Republicans have more. China officially warns Japan not to infringe its territorial sovereignty. Japan reciprocates. France seeks labour overhaul. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 24th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening. That was fucking retard. That was the retarder. The retarder. What is wrong with me? I don't know. I don't get it.